This is KUT. If you walk by the UT Tower and you look up, above the belfry near the very top, you can just make out a small black rectangle. It's a wooden box, and in it lives a lonely bird. She might be the only peregrine falcon that's a permanent resident in the area, but as KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, some hope she won't stay lonely forever.
After you've squinted into the sky to make out that box where the falcon lives, bring your eyes back down to Earth. Maybe you'll see a tall man with a white beard and a camera. His name is Chris Ducharme.
Hi, Chris.
Oh, hello.
I found Chris on Friday doing what he does every day lately, checking up on the bird.
See anything today?
Yeah, actually, she just came out of her nest box, flew around once, landed close by, and then jumped back in.
He's in his 60s, he's retired, and spends a lot of his time photographing birds. It was after going through years of photos he realized this one falcon never leaves Austin in the summer.
So it made this sense, wow, we've got a resident bird, and would see it in the summer when you're not supposed to be seeing other birds.
He calls her the Tower Girl.
She lives at the tower, it's a girl. And that's what we, amongst a group of us, sort of refer to her as the Tower Girl.
Right now is a special time of year for the Tower Girl. About 6 weeks ago, she started laying eggs. As we talk, she's up there sitting on them.
And what I'm hoping to see is her return to the box with food. If there's youngsters in there and they've popped out or starting to, she will be taking them food.
The same thing happened last year, and the eggs never hatched. Being the only permanent resident, the Tower Girl doesn't have a mate, so it's likely these eggs are not fertilized either. But male peregrines do winter in Austin, so it's possible. The thing is, the clock is ticking. If nothing happens after 6 weeks, odds are these eggs are never going to hatch.
Yes, we've basically given it through this weekend, and that's even allowing for time that we miscalculated.
It's human nature to root for them.
Yeah, it is. I think there's this side of, you know, what does she feel? I have a clue about these creatures. It's just sort of been, I got to say, some days it's just like, wow, this is just sort of difficult to watch.
But we do. While we sit staring at the tower, Chris talks about the life cycle and range of falcons.
The Texas thing is interesting. It's a huge flyway. Lots of birds come through, but they don't really live here.
How peregrine falcons were almost completely wiped out.
The DDT was the issue, you know, the shells. The shells just weren't thick enough.
And how he became interested in photographing birds. He says it started with his wife.
We were just birders. We liked to watch. I would send her email photos that I'd taken so she could look at them at different times. And I would call them photos or snaps or pics, anything but photographs. And finally one day she said, Chris, you are a photographer. You take photographs. End of discussion.
She's really is my inspiration for doing this. She's died in 2012, and something that I basically do this every day, and she's the reason why.
Every time I take a picture, it's sort of like I'm thinking of her. It really is.
While we wait, we also attract attention.
Hi.
A group of school kids wave as they walk by us. A sharply dressed guy in from out of town comes and asks us what we're looking at. And a university employee named Phil Butler joins Chris on his lunch break.
So what do you think? What do you think about the eggs this year?
I mean, you know, we can hope that they hatch. We can hope that it's there and that it's going to be a thing. But I also know that she faces a lot of challenges trying to do it by herself.
There's a little excitement when two vultures make for the tower, but nothing comes of it. Most of our time is spent just staring, almost in a state of self-hypnosis, like this.
Wow. Yeah, I just started going into the zone here.
Yeah, you do. That's pretty much it.
Then, suddenly,
there she goes. There she goes. Look at her.
She springs from the box, cutting circles in the air near the tower, designed so perfectly for speed, she's not flying so much as shooting through the sky.
You see here?
She's gorgeous.
She doesn't fly much, so this is a treat for you.
We watch for a sign that she's seeking prey, any indication that the eggs have hatched. But she returns to the box quickly, talons empty, and disappears inside.
Today and tomorrow, it'll be apparent. Either it's happening or it's not.
I tell Chris I'll call him to see how it worked out. And yesterday, I did.
Hello.
Hey, Chris, it's Mo's calling.
Hey, Mo's, how you doing?
I was just curious if there'd been any updates about the tower girl.
I arrived yesterday, still sort of, okay, it's past the day, but I'm okay. I think I'm being hopeful.
But he says there was no sign of activity.
There's certainly no evidence that the chicks have hatched.
And odds are they won't.
She has no mate. It's just, you know, it's just the sad part of the story for this lone bird is it just doesn't, you know, all the pieces don't come together for her.
He says if things go like they did last year, the falcon will start spending less and less time on the nest. Letting go, he calls it. But Chris says he'll keep me updated. He plans to keep visiting and taking pictures. At least one loyal companion for the Tower Girl. Mose Bushell, KET News.